Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Lamed Aleph, and we are starting about the sixth line with the words Amar Rava. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Mars Meir Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah and Lilu Nishmas Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Ben Chaim His Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. Now we conclude with the Brisa discussing different cases of Aveda, and the Brisa ended by saying that if a person sees water coming to swamp his friend's field, he should build a fence. And so now the Gemara tells us Amar Rava. Rava says we have a pasuk L'chal Aveda Sachicha in regards to any Aveda of your brother. And what does this tell us? The Rabbis Aveda Karka. This includes that a person is Chayiv to return, or to save, more likely, the aved of his friend's field. Meaning, not only is he chayv to return a lost object to his friend, he's also chayv to prevent his friend's land from getting ruined. That's also considered an aveda. Now, Rav Chanan told Rava, I have a brisa, it's a raya for you. It's this brisa we just quoted. If Ruvain saw a whole deluge of water coming, so he should build a fence in front of the water so it doesn't destroy Shimon's field. So Rava told him, let's say, if it's because of that, that's not a raya for me. Why is that? Because Achamai Skin and I could always say, what's that talking about? Where there's bundles in the field that are going to get ruined. And we're not actually talking about saving the land, we're talking about saving the bundles. So we ask Idikai Marin, if you want to say there's bundles there, Mayel Memra, what's the Chiddush? Of course he has to save them. It's just considered like a regular Aveda. And the answer is, the whole Chiddush is by Marin, that there's bundles that still need the land, which means that there's stalks of grain that are still attached to the land, which will soon be harvested into bundles, and they still are gaining nourishment from the land. So if we only had that Braisa, Malatim, you might have thought, Kim the Tzrich La'ara, since they still need the land, Kigufa the that they're just like the land and they don't need to be saved because they're not considered a standard aveda. Kamash Mon, the Chiddush in the Brisa would be that you would still have to save them. However, there's no raya from the Brisa, says Rava, that a person has to save his friend's land itself so it doesn't get ruined. And we can explain the Mishnah Matzah Chamara Para V'chulu. So Mishnah told us two cases. If he finds a Chamara Para that are Rayin Baderech, they're grazing along the way, so that's not an aveda. But if he finds a Para which is Ratza Ben Akramim, it's running among the vineyards, so that's considered an aveda. So now the Gemara asks, Hogu Fakasha, it seems to me that itself is problematic. Amrit, you said in the beginning, Matzah Chamara Para Rayin Baderech, if he finds a Chamara Para grazing along the way, in Zu Aveda, that's not an Aveda. Now, what does that tell us? Rayin Baderech, who do I have Aveda? If it's grazing along the way, we have these two different factors, that makes it not an Aveda. And why is that? Because it has two benefits. Number one, it's grazing and not running, where it could get hurt. And number two, it's by the road and not in the vineyard, where it also could get hurt. However, what's the diuk from there? Haratza Baderech, if it's running along the way, or Rayin Ben Akramim, it's grazing in the vineyard, have Aveda Smashma, that it is an Aveda. However, Ema Seifa, I'll tell you the next case. The Mishnah, a donkey and its pack is turned over, upar ratza ben akramim, or a cow running among the vineyards, harezu aveda, that's an aveda. Now what does that tell us? Ratza ben akramim would have aveda. If it's running in the vineyard, it's an aveda. That's because we have two downsides here. Number one, it's running. Number two, it's in the vineyard. And both these are factors making it less safe and more prone to getting hurt. And that's why it's considered an aveda. Rabbi Mashma, haratza baderech, that if it's running along the way, or v'roi ben akramim, if it's grazing in the vineyard, ain't zu aveda, then it wouldn't be an aveda, because we only have one factor there. So the ratio of this case in the seifa or sicer each other. So Rabbi answers, Yagid Olav Reyoi, which is a quote of a pasuk from Iyov that literally means the thunder will tell about it, which means when it's thundering, you know it's raining. In other words, over here, one case tells us about the other one. Tana Raya Baderech, the Mishnah teaches that if it's grazing along the way, Deloy Hav Aveda, that's not Naveda, V'hu Adil Raya Ben Akramim, and the same thing would be if it's grazing in the vineyard, it's also not Naveda, and Tana Ratza Ben Akramim, the Mishnah teaches if it's running in the vineyards, the Hav Aveda, that is Naveda, and that tells us that V'hu Adil Ratza Baderech, that if it's running along the way, it's also an aveda. In other words, Abai is answering that whenever it's grazing, it's not an aveda, and whenever it's running, it is an aveda. However, Amalei Rav Rav asked him, if you want to say that one case is telling about the other, well, listen, he kills of a koshkin chamirta. Why didn't the mission just say the more makel case, and we know the more chamer case? Meaning, listening ratza baderech, it should say that if it's running along the way, to have aveda, that's an aveda. But koshkin ratza ben akramim, and for sure, if it's running among the vineyards, it's considered an aveda, because as we said, there's tarti l'reyasa. There's two downsides. But listening ratza ben akramim, doloy have aveda, and the mission should also say that if it's grazing in the vineyards, it's not an aveda. V'kol shekein, I would know for sure that raya baderech, if it's grazing along the way, where there's two benefits and not just one, that it's not an aveda. And the Mishnah didn't say that. Elam Rava, rather Rava says differently. Ratza aratza lekasha, there's no stira, the running case on the running case, because hada apel gabi debra, hada apel gabi masa. One's where it's facing the wilderness, the field. So if it's running that way, obviously you know it's an aveda. And one is where it's facing the masa, the city. If it's running towards the city, you know it's going back home, and it's not an aveda. And raya nabi lekasha, there's also an akasha from our mashmais of grazing on grazing. Why is that? Because kind of Aveda's gufa, kamaveda's karka. One's talking about the aveda of it itself, meaning that the cow itself is lost, and one is talking about where the karka, where the land is going to get ruined. In other words, kikitan reba derech aveda. When the Mishnah says that if it's grazing along the way, it's not an aveda, and that's mashma haroi ben akramim have aveda. That if it's grazing in the vineyards, it is an aveda. That means baveda's karka, that the vineyard is the aveda. The vineyard's getting ruined, not that the cow's the aveda. Kikitan reba ben akramim have aveda. When the Mishnah right afterwards says that if it's running among the vineyards, it's an aveda, and that's mashma haroi ben akramim have aveda. That if it's grazing in the vineyards, vineyards, it's not Naveda, that means Baveda's Gufa. It's referring to the cow itself being lost. The Ratza Ben Akramim Mesakva. If the cow is running in the vineyards, it's going to get scratched by thorns there. The Raya Ben Akramim Lai Mesakva. Whereas if it's just grazing among the vineyards, it's not going to get scratched by the thorns, so the cow itself is not considered Naveda. And therefore, there's no Stira Raya on Raya. However, we ask Raya Ben Akramim Nid Lai Mesakva, we understand that if it's grazing in the vineyards, so it's very calm, it's not going to get scratched. But typically, Mishum Aveda's Karka. Why don't we say that the reason why there's an Aveda here is because the vineyard is getting ruined? And the answer is by the Kusi. We're talking about a vineyard owned by a Kusi, so there is no issue of Aveda. But we continue asking with typically Mishum Aveda's Gufa. Why don't we say that there's going to be Aveda's Gufa, the Dilma Katula, because maybe the Kusi owner of this vineyard is going to kill this other guy's cow for being there? And the answer to that is by Asr Demisri Bahadur Katuli. This is a place where first the owner of the cow is warned, and only afterwards, by the second offense, is the cow going to be killed by the owner of the vineyard. As like, Dilma Asruba. Maybe the owner was warned already not to let his cow go back into the vineyard, and so that means the cow is going to be killed. So that's Aveda's Gufa. And the Gemara answers, Yasruba. If the owner was already warned, and he wasn't careful with his cow, for sure that's an Aveda Midas, and it's the owner's fault that he let his cow go into that vineyard, and therefore it's not considered an Aveda because it's Aveda Midas. And the Mishnah said, that if he returned it and ran away, the fellow still has to return it because the Pasuk says, Hashav Teshivim. So now, one of the Rabbanan asked Rava, Ema, why didn't I say that we should understand the Pasuk as follows? Hashav Chadazimna. The word Hashav in the Pasuk tells us that we have to return it once. Teshivim, Chezimni. When it says Teshivim, which is repetition, that means he has to return it twice, but more than twice, he doesn't have to return it. However, Amalei Rava told him, no, Hashav Afil Kufpa Amim Mashma. When the Pasuk says the word Hashav, that's Mashma that he has to return it even 100 times. And Teshivim, why do we have this double Lashain? Eliel Besai. I know that an Aved is allowed to be returned to the fellow's house. Liginasul Chavasiminayin. How do I know it could be returned to his garden or to his destroyed plot of land or a house that he owns? Tamalei Mar, because the Pasuk says, Teshivim, and that tells us, Mikal Makaim, in any which way that you want to return it, you're allowed to return it. So now we ask on this, Hechidam, what's the case? Either Mintra, if by returning it to the garden, it's going to be guarded over there because it's protected and no one else could get to it, Pshita, obviously you're allowed to return it there because that's considered a good hashava. You're returning it, no one's going to take it. And in the Loimintra, if it's not guarded over there, Amai. So why should you be allowed to return his Aveda there? Somebody else might take it. And the answer is, Loilam Dementra. Really, we're talking about returning it to a garden, a gino or a churva, which is guarded. Vahakamashmalan, the whole chedesh is, Doloibina das bailim. They wouldn't need the owner to know that his lost object was returned. Uchad Rablazar, this is just like Rablazar. The Amaru says, Hakultrichin das bailim. Everything needs das bailim. For example, a shimer who's returning something that he's watching, he has to notify the owner, I'm returning it. Except for returning a lost object, because the Torah increased with many words of Hashava, and we learn from there that a person is allowed to return a lost object, and he doesn't have to tell the owner that he's returning it. And from now till more or less the end of the Gemara, we're going to be discussing double Lashonis in a Pasuk and how to understand them. So we have a similar lima that talks about Shiluach HaKein, which is the mitzvah to send away the mother bird before taking the eggs or the little hatchlings. And the Pasuk tells us Shaleach Teshalach, which is a double Lashon. Ema, I might say Shaleach, this first word tells us Chadazimna, that you have to send the mother bird away once, and the second word of Teshalach tells us Trezimne, that you have to send the mother bird away twice. More than twice, the mother bird does not have to be sent away. So Amrole, Rava told him, no, Shaleach tells us Afilu Me'a Pa'amim Mashma, that you have to send the mother bird away even 100 times. And Teshalach tells us that Ainli El Dvar Hashos, I only know that you have to send the mother bird away if you want to take the eggs or the little chicklets just for yourself. Dvar Hashos, just for regular, you want to make breakfast out of them. But Dvar Mitzvah Minayin, how do I know that I have to do this even when we're dealing with a mitzvah? Tamalim or Teshalach Mikal Makayim. And what does this mean, mitzvah? So we know that a mitzayra, as part of his Tahara process, has to bring birds. And so he comes up to a nest and he sees a mother bird and he wants to take the mother bird for his karban. Rav is saying that no, the pasuk says shaleach to shalach. We have his double lashon telling us that he has a mitzvah of shiluach hakein, and that overrides taking the mother bird for his karban, and he has to send the mother bird away and take the eggs, and he may not keep the mother bird. And on to more joshas. One of the rabbanon told Rava, ve'ema, why don't I say the following? When the pasuk says you have to rebuke your fellow for doing something wrong, that tells us that you have to do it once. And teichiach, when it repeats itself, that tells us trezimne, that tells us you have to rebuke him a second time. But if he keeps on doing it, you don't have to rebuke him again. However, Amalei Rava told him that no. Haichayach tells us afilu kufpa amim mashma, you have to rebuke him even 100 times. And Taichiach, why does that tell us? Ainli al haravel Talmud. I would only think that a Rebbe has to rebuke the Talmud. But Talmud l'rav minayin, how do I know that a Talmud has to rebuke the Rebbe if the Rebbe does something wrong? Obviously, he has to do so with respect. But how do we know that Talmud has a chiyuv? Talmud or Haichayach, Taichiach, become makayim. In both scenarios, it has to be done. Now, for the next bit, we're going to be discussing two similar chiyuvim, prika and ta'ina, helping your fellow unload his overloaded animal or load his animal. And the pasuk says Azev Tazev regarding prika and Hakim Takim regarding Tina. And so we continue, the pasuk tells us Azev Tazev Imai, Ainli Alba Alav Imai. I might think that you have to help him unload his animal only if the owner is there. Shamba Alav Imai Minayin, I don't know, you have to help him even if the owner is not there, meaning he's sick or unwell and he's unable to unload his animal. Hamalimer Azev Tazev Mikal Makim, you have to help him in either which way. And another pasuk tells us Hakim Takim Imai, do you have to help him load his animal? Ainli Alba Alav Imai, I only know if the owner is there helping you. Shamba Alav Imai Minayin, how do I know you have to help him even though he's not actually doing it with you? Tamalimer, because the pasuk says Hakim Takim Mikal Makim. Something more asked,
why
why do we have to have a pasuk that tells us we have to help unload the animal, and another pasuk that says we have to help load the animal? We can technically learn one from the other. I think more answers. Srichi, they're both necessary. Because Rechmanu Prika, if the Torah only spoke about unloading an animal, Havamin, I would think we shouldn't take a tzar bali chayim. That's because we're talking about tzar bali chayim. We have an animal that has a huge load on its back. It's very painful for it, so maybe that's why you have to help. And if Eka Chesron Kis, there's also loss of money, because the longer this animal has its load on its back, and the load really is too big, it could cause the animal to get weakened, and that would cause a loss of money for the owner. Aval Te'ina, when we're talking about loading up an animal, there's no tzar bali chayim over there, and the owner's not going to be losing out on any money, I might say you don't have to help him, and therefore we have to have the pasuk of Te'ina saying that you're chayav to help him load the animal, and Biyashmina Te'ina, if we only have the pasuk saying that you have to help him load the animal, I might say Mishum de Beschar. That's because you get paid for it. The one helping load is allowed to demand payment for that. Aval Prika de Bechinam Emaloi. When we're talking about unloading an overloaded animal, that has to be done for free, so I might say that I wouldn't have to do it. And therefore, Tzricha, that's why I need that pasuk as well. So we need psukim for both Prika and Te'ina. As the Gemara of Reb Shimon to Amar Af Te'ina Bechinam, Michael Amemar, according to Reb Shimon, who holds that even loading an animal has to be done for free, so what do we need both psukim for? I think my answer is you're right, Reb Shimon, Loim Esayim Ekrai. According to Reb Shimon, the psukim are not conclusive, and we don't have an answer why there's two psukim. The Gemara continues asking, why do we need to have the psukim of Prika and Te'ina and the pasuk that says you have to return a lost object? The basic idea of saying that you have to return an aveda is that you have to help prevent your friend from losing money. So it means that at the core, Prika and Te'ina and aveda is all the same thing. So what do we have to have all these psukim for? And the Gemara answers, Shricha, we need them. Because Rechmona Hanitarti, if we only had the psukim of Prika and Te'ina, I might say Mishum that Tsar Demara Isa. There's Tsar, there's pain, there's anguish to the master, to the owner of the animal, because he's standing there helpless, unable to unload or load his animal. And Tsar Dida Isa. There's also Tsar to the animal itself. Aval aveda, when we're talking about a lost object, the Tsar Demara Isa. The owner of the object is suffering Tsar because he lost it. But if it's Tsar Dida Lesa, there's no Tsar to the lost object. If a pen is lost, even if it's very expensive, it's not going to feel Tsar. Emolai, I might say there's no chid to return that aveda, and that's what the pasuk has to say aveda. And Vyashmin aveda, if the pasuk only said aveda, I might say Mishum Delesa Lamar Bada. That's because the owner's not there. So of course you have to return it to him, because how else is he going to get his lost object back if you don't return it? Laman Alpha is on top of Alhani Tarti, but in regards to Prika and Te'ina, the Isa Lamar Bada, the owner is there, and he technically is able to unload and load the animal by himself, even though it might be more difficult for him, and the animal might suffer pain. Emolai, I might say that a person has no chiyuv to help him. Tzricha, that's what the pasuk also has to say, that Prika and Te'ina are a chiyuv. I'm going to give you more joshes. Now talking about the chiyuv of Misa. The pasuk says, Mais Yamas Hamaket, that the one who did the striking, for example, if Reuven killed Shimon, so Reuven now gets killed. Now, Ainli Alav Misa Ksuvabai, I don't know that he's allowed to be killed with the Misa that's prescribed in the pasuk, which is Saif, killing him with a sword. Now, Menayin She'im Iyatayachala Misa Misa Ksuvabai, how do we know that we're unable to kill him with whatever's prescribed for him? For example, he's running away on a boat, and you can't catch him with a sword. That you're allowed to kill him in any which way, you can shoot an arrow at him or drop a depth charge in the water, and that way you'd be allowed to kill him. Tamlam, because the pasuk says, Mais Yumas Mikol Makom, in any which way you have to kill him. And we have a similar Joshua now talking about Ir Anidachas, which is a city that the majority of its inhabitants served by Zara, and they have to be killed by the sword. The pasuk says, Haketake, you have to kill them. Any Elabaka Ksubahen, I only know that we have to kill them with Hakka that's written about them in the pasuk. Minayin She'im Iyatayachal Misamaka Ksubahen, how do I know that if you're unable to kill them with whatever's prescribed for them, again, which is killing them by the sword, that you're able to kill them in any which way, by an arrow or by putting a mine under their boat, and they'll all sink that way? Time alone, because the pasuk says, Haketake Mekol Makom, in any which way you can kill them. Another Joshua, we're going to have two similar ones, which talk about returning a mashkain. Reuven lent Shimon money, and he got a mashkain, a collateral for that money. So the pasuk says, Hashiv Tashiv, you have to return it. I only know that he has to return the mashkain at certain intervals if he got it through Bezdin. But Mishkan Hashalai Bershos Bezdin, let's say he took that mashkain on his own without Bezdin's approval. Minayin, how do I know that he still has to return it at intervals? Talmud, because the pasuk says, Hashiv Tashiv, Mikal Makayim, in both scenarios he has to return it. Now we have a similar pasuk that says, Chaval Tachbal, which is also talking about a mashkain. Once again, I say, in the Elish Mishkan Bershos, I only know that he has to return this mashkain if he got it Bershos Bezdin. Mishkan Hashalai Bershos Minayin, how do I know he has to return it at intervals even if he didn't get it Bershos Bezdin? Talmud, the pasuk says, Chaval Tachbal, Mikal Makayim. And now we clarify, Bahani Tati Kori Lamali, what do we need these two psukim for? And the answer is, one is talking about a day garment and one is talking about a night garment. And that's what we mean by returning at intervals. These psukim are telling us that if the mashkain is a day garment, for example, a suit, so the fellow that has the mashkain keeps it at night, but he has to return it at the beginning of the day so that the owner of the mashkain, which is the borrower, could wear his suit during the day. That's ksus yom. And ksus laila would be pajamas, for example. If the lender has the borrower's pajamas, so he's allowed to keep them during the day, but he has to return them at night so that the borrower could wear them. And now talking about tzedakah. The pasuk says, pasach tiftach. You have to open up your hand and give tzedakah. I would only think that you have to support the name of your city. How do I know that you have to support the name of other cities? Because the pasuk says, Pasayach tiftach mikal makayim, in any which way that you can give. Theme to talk about tzedakah, the pasuk says, Nasayin titein, you shall give. I only know from here that you should give a very large large gift of tzedakah? Matan muatas minayin? How do I know that you also have to give a small gift of tzedakah if that's all that you could afford? Tamalem, because the pasuk says nasein titein mikam makayim, in any which way that you're able to give tzedakah, that's what you should do. Now we're going to talk about the mitzvah of hanaka, which is when an eved ivri leaves his master, then the master has to give him gifts when he sends him off. And the pasuk says hanik tanik, pasuk that's talking about these gifts. So ainly alshin is baruch habayis v'glalim manikin. I might say that the only time you have to give these gifts when he's leaving is if the house was blessed because of this eved ivri. But loynis baruch habayis v'glalim, if the house wasn't blessed because of the eved ivri, minayin? How do I know that you still have to send him off with gifts? Tamalem, because the pasuk says hanik tanik mikol makayim. Ask the gemara of Rabbi Lozban Azari, the amr is baruch habayis v'glalim manikin loy. They have to give him these gifts if the house was blessed because of him. But loynis baruch habayis v'glalim in manikin, if the house was not blessed because of this eved ivri, so when you send him off, you don't have to give him gifts. So tanik lamali, what do we have this double lashon of tanik for? Why does that say hanik tanik? We should only have to have one lashon. And the more answer is the Torah lashon bnei adam. The Torah is speaking like people do, and often when one person wants to encourage another, he'll double his lashon, and that's what the pasuk's doing. And one last limud, which refers to lending a poor person money, havi tavitenu. So we have this double lashon of lending money. Ainli ela she'ein loy ve'ein eretz lesparnes. I only know this is talking about if a person doesn't have any money of his own, but he doesn't want to get supported from tzedakah. So Rachmada, the Torah says, tell him derech halva, give him money by way of lending him, because that way he'll take money from you. However, yashlei ve'ein eretz lesparnes minayin. How do I know that if he has money, but he's so stingy, he doesn't want to support himself with his own money, and he wants to get supported by tzedakah? How do you know that you have a chiv to lend him money as well? Tamalim, the pasuk says, tavitenu mikol makayim. In all scenarios, you have to give him money. However, the Gemara asked Reb Shimon to Amar, yashlei ve'ein eretz lesparnes ein nuskakin loy. According to Reb Shimon, who holds that if a person has money and he's just so stingy, he doesn't want to support himself with his own money, then you don't have to pay attention to him, and he can die in hunger for all that we care. Tavitenu lamali. So what do you have this double lashon of tavitenu for? And once again, the Gemara answers, the Torah is just speaking like people do, which again is often when a person wants to encourage his friend to do something, he'll use a double lashon. And now going back to explain the Mishnah, we had said, if Reuven picked up and returns Shimon's lost object, and because of that, he lost out on a sella's worth of work. So Reuven's not allowed to tell Shimon, you have to repay me for that loss of my work. Rather, Shimon only has to pay him like a pile. So we have a clarification of this, and the proper gersa is, Tana was taught in a brisa, noisan leischar kapayel batal, he pays him his schar like a pile who's batal. And now we ask, my kapayel batal, what does that mean, like a pile who's batal, who's not doing work? And Amar Abaye, he explains, kapayel batal shall oisa malacha de batal mina, like a pile who chose to be batal from the work that he stopped in order to do other work. In other words, this is how Reuven would get paid for returning the lost object. Let's say Reuven usually makes $100 an hour, and it took him a whole hour to return this lost object, so he can't demand that $100 that he lost. However, he could demand the amount of money that he would take to not do his job that would give him $100, but it's much more difficult, and do a different, slightly easier job that would pay him less. So let's say he'd be willing to give up on his $100 an hour job, which is difficult, and get paid $50 an hour to do an easier job. So then Shimon would have to pay Reuven $50 for that hour that it took him to return the lost object. And that's what we mean kepayel batal, that he's being batal from his usual malacha, but he's willing to take on an easier job for less money. And we conclude with explaining the Mishnah, im yesh sham bezin mas mifneihem, we had said that if there's a bezin there, so Reuven could stipulate a tanai in front of them, that I'm only going to return Shimon's lost object if he repays me for all of the work that I'm losing out on. Now we have a story that's related to this. Isser Rav Safra, Ovid Iska Bahadi Adadi, Isser and Rav Safra had a partnership together, and they did some sort of business deal. And also Rav Safra went, Paul Gley Beloy Daite to Isser, he split all the profits or whatever they made in this business deal without Isser knowing, but he did it in front of two people. Now Isser wasn't happy with this, and also committed to Rabbi Rav Huna. Rav Safra went to Rabbi Rav Huna, and Amalei Rabbi Rav Huna told him, Zil Isi Tlas to the Pagas Kamayu, go bring me the three people that you made this division in front of. Inami alternatively, Lam Bezam Nalaf on top, Trey Mi Gai Tlasa, bring me two out of the three people. Vinami alternatively, Trey Sahadi the Pagas Ba'api Bei Tlasa, or two Adim that you made a division of this partnership in front of three people. So Amalei asked him, Inal Chaha, how do you know that I need to do in front of three people? So Amalei told him, that Nana, our Mishnah says, Im Yesham Bezdin, if there's a Bezdin there, Masa Bifneim. So he has to make a Tanai in front of them. And Im Ainsham Bezdin, if there's no Bezdin there, Bifneim Yisne, in front of whom can he make a Tanai? Shaloi Kaidim. He comes first, meaning Reuven does not have to return Shimon's lost object because he's going to be losing out on his own work. So we see very clearly from here that if Reuven wants to be able to get money from Shimon and Shimon's not there, we need a bezdin of three people in order to be able to extract that money. And so to you, Rav Safra, you want to make a division of the partnership between you and Isser without him being there, so you need to do it in front of three people. So Amrlei, Rav Safra told him, Mi dami, are these two cases comparable? Hasam over there, meaning in the case of the Mishnah, Demapik Maina Mehayu Maisev Lahai, referring to taking money from Shimon and giving it to Reuven. So therefore, being a bezdin, we need a bezdin. But over here, Didei Shakli, he's taking his own because he's just making a division of the partnership. So he's just taking whatever rightfully belongs to him, and he doesn't need three people. And therefore, Gilui Melsaba Almahu, this is just a revelation that this belongs to this partner and that belongs to that partner. And therefore, Betray Sagile, it should be enough just to have two. And Teda, you should know that now we have a mission just like this. We have a mission that says, Almana Mecher Shaloi Bifnei Bezin, and Almana is allowed to sell property belonging to her husband, even though it's not in front of Bezin, is without their approval, because she's taking what rightfully belongs to her. It's for her Ksuba. So Amalei Abaye told him, Vlav Mi'itmar Allah, wasn't it stated on that very mission that you just tried to quote, Amar Yosef Bar Minyumi, Amar Nachman, that Almana Einot Tzricha Bezdin Shel Mumchen? When it says she's allowed to sell properties, Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin, it means she doesn't need a Bezdin of experts, Aval Tzricha Bezdin Shel Adyotes, but she doesn't need a Bezdin of regular people, which means she does need three people. And so you're actually wrong, and even when we're making a division, or when people are going to be taking money that does rightfully belong to them, we still need to have three people there. As we see in our Mishnah as well, Sir of Safra was not allowed to make this division without Isser there, unless he had three people. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.